learning the next one is Beis and Bittul Torah. Now, learning about Bittul Torah from Rav Pinchas is very serious. By the way, supposedly for the record, Rav Tzev Bat Shemin is the only person that she has that was being masked as a Muslim is her father. So we actually did it. Okay. Avoin Bittul Torah will avoin chomer mo'ed. A person do it that does Bittul Torah, it's very, very chomer. Very strict. Vomer v'sifri. The Gemara in the Sifri says, Kashem sheskar tam Torah godum kol mitzvahs. Just like the mitzvah, Tam Torah is the greatest of all mitzvahs. Kach oinish ha-mevatel, godum kol ha-averus. So too, the oinish ha-Bittul Torah is greater from all the averus. Vomer v'yishalmi parakam l'chagiga. Which is brought in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Vita Kodesh Baruch Hu Alav the Zargu L'Rayis Shvichas Domim V'lo Vita Al Ovoi Bittul Torah. Yisham is going on. Yisham is going on. The Kav So the Yishami is answering the following question. The Gemara says, I think, the Gemara says that the reason why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shuchas Davar. But the Pasuk says, not like that, the Pasuk says, Ozvam Es Tairos, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. So the Gemara says, but it's a steer in the Gemara. Is it because of Bittul Torah, or is it because of Avodah Zarah Gilui Arayos Shvichas Damim? So on that, the Yerushalmi's answer is that, yeah, there was three Averis, but on those three Averis, had they been learning, now, there's another connection to that. In the Medrash of Eicha, that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu would have been mevatel is because he could do tshuva here. And if he would have been learning Torah, the Marsh of Amazir Lamutov, the Torah itself would have been able to inspire them to tshuva. But since they weren't learning Torah, so now what's the point of saving you? You're not learning Torah. And out the various you're doing, you're stuck. You're never going to get out of it. So there's no point in saving it. So therefore, you shall. Therefore, that's why it was. Because of the Torah. Baruch Hashem. Continuing on. V'amru al shleisha kadosh baruch hu boicha alein b'chol yoyim. There are three things that kadosh baruch hu cries for every day. Man, one of them is Al Mishaf Shulay Lasuk Batorah Veino Isa. If you could learn and you don't learn, there's both this boycha on that. Now, by the way, says another one. It's Mish Yochola, Mish Eino Yochola, say, the Isa. The answer is that Bechia is that Bechia on a person, there's a realization of what type of Chisar is. When what's missing is the person's ability to learn, and Hashem blame it on that at the time of the learning, it's hard for the person. So those things Meyer Bech. Now, the Amr Bava and Bittul Torah Bana Mason Laelena. So, by the way, she says that the Nakuda of Banan Mason means that the person is disconnected from the Torah. Now, an individual is an individual who lives, he does what he does, and he does. Disconnected from eternity. Person does not feel the need to connect themselves to eternity, their children will not. Once person's best way to connect oneself to eternity is by learning. So a person who does Bittul Torah, they are disconnecting themselves from eternity. Now, therefore, their children will not be a continuation of them, and also their children will not be will end up dying in some sense, and that will be a discontinuation of his eternity as well.
The
person was very bad. A source for many problems in Yisur. So Yivak will maybe love Yisurim b'cho'arim v'oichin oisoy. Shenema chashetzi mitu v'kevi neach. Why? Because the reason why a person gets what they get, the Rambam explains, the reason why a person is zoichet to certain things in Olam Hazeh is that a person should have a certain amount of meluchas nefesh to be able to learn clarity, to be able to learn and shy. A person is not taking advantage of what's being given to him. What do you need it for? To get it. So, the person is, not Zoich anymore to that situation. They don't care much about the message. Amrullah Kharb, Yishlam Elbish with the Torah. The Lenana Shia Yeshua, Ella, Ashabita, Yisrami Torah, and the Akash Mohammed, he says, Nimar Abram. Nimar Abram says, the Malach came to Yeshua, and Yeshua asked him, why are you coming? Are you coming because he's Mavak, right? This is a very famous thing. Chazal says, so Frech the Taz is actually a perfect array. Because it says then in the Megillah that Mordechai was Ratzui L'Roiv Echav. L'Roiv Echav L'Loi L'Kol Echav. Why was he not Ratzui L'Kol Echav? Because he wasn't learning anymore. Now he's busy in politics. So now, it's not a question anymore. So that's the car for this thing that God will talk about Yosef, that's all the fascists. So first the Taz, that's not a problem. We know that the Allah is, you have to stop learning to do Bikoch Nefesh. Is it first the Taz? First the Taz, an unbelievable Yosef. First the Taz, Avada, the rules are, is, they have to mevatel to go, and if you would stay learning, you would get like an avir. So he did the right thing by going, and this guy did the right thing by staying. Which guy is great? The guy that did not go to Atzal and call on the stake because he didn't get the call. He was talking to the Utah. It means, Godo Atzal, this is a Taz. I'm saying, I'm not going to call. This sounds like that. This sounds like a Rabbi. This is a Taz. So the Taz says that that's Tran Chazal. Godo Tomatur Yosem Atzal does not mean that you're doing Atzal Nefashis for Tomatur. No, of course not. But because then people will die. But you want to know which Darga is greater. The Darga of Tamatari is not the greater Darga. But the rules are, sometimes you have to move on the greater things, do the lesser thing. Shout of the Taz, unbelievable shot. Unbelievable shot. So that's the Chazal that he's bringing here. Umi binin makes a mikdash, umi kibur avayim. And kibur avayim also, that Torah is greater than kibur avayim.
Childix, it's coming in and out a lot. Very bad the drusher tonight. Sorry.
Using the speaker.
It didn't work so well. Hold on.
Much better, thank you.
What? It's better already?
Yes, much better. You can hear it much better already.
That's supposed to be a mic also, isn't it?
Maybe it was not connected, so that now.
But that's the camera. No, but isn't the mic from the camera? Okay. Fine. So Layerfield, so he said that he was in Israel, he was gonna go do Shidduchim. It was the Shidduchim age, and his mother wanted him to come home. His mother's brother, Rabbi Schweichenstein, said, No, you stay here, I'll take care of Shidduchim. Stay in Israel, you're steiging, stay here. So his mother said that you're a great brother, but don't tell my son what to do. I want him to come home. But so the Rabbi Shuachin said, so let's go to the stipler. We have to know when to go to the stipler. You don't go to the stipler anytime. Fine. I know the timing. Fine. So he calls him up. It's about 1 a.m. Okay, let's go to Bnei Brak. Get there 2:30. Now's a good time. Walks in over there and he's learning with the Chaim. Learning with the Mishnayos. Okay. So he's like, I'm sitting there watching this scene. Okay, the stipler learning Mishnah at 2 a.m. with the son of Chaim. It's like Malachim, like in the middle of Shemaim over here. And he asks the Shaila, and the stipler says, okay, I need a Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. So he says, I went to go to try to find the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya. I couldn't see a thing because every single sefer is shredded, so they all look the same. There's no way to figure out what's what. On that bookcase, they're no back. So finally, Reb Chaim, disciple tells his son, go get it. They get the Reb Chaim, they get the thing. He says, Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to Shidduchim, there's no such thing as Kibud Av V'Em. You can do whatever you want. And he read it to him inside so he would know. My son. So he wanted to read it to him inside. So that's why I said that to Bavarin, that to show him the chashivas. But here he says, "Gadol tamatar yoyser mikibud avim." V'amru ezeu chil Hashem. By the way, where do you know that from? That Gadol tamatar yoyser mikibud avim from Yaakov Avinu, right? Yaakov Avinu got punished for the years that he did not to kibud avim, for the years that he was in shame ve'ever, he did not get punished. V'amru ezeu chil Hashem she'in mechaper el yom misa. What is a chil Hashem that even the Yom Misa is not mechaper? Zit Tamer Chacham Shehoylech Dal Ramas B'loy Torah. Scary Zach. That means that the expectation of a Tamer Chacham is somebody that's learning all the time. So you don't just, you know. Now, he goes on, the next paragraph, we'll see next time, he goes on to go on to the Indian of Dvarim Batalim. And the Dvarim Batalim is a double-edged sword. Number one, it's Bitul Torah. Number two, that alone, that a person does Dvar Batalim and they're wasting their Diburim and they get involved in conversations that one thing leads to the other, that itself is a Dvar Chomer. He's going to talk about that in the next paragraph next time. Okay. Shkoyach. Okay, Mr. Shem, next week.
Thank you so much. Have a good Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos. We'll see you.
Okay, Shabbat Shalom.